From Austin, live music capital of the world, this is Texas Music Matters.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com. And Austin City Limits Live at the Moody Theater. Concert calendar at acl-live.com.
I'm David Brown. Great to have you join us. This hour, a conversation with one of the originators of alt country music. Also, new music by Austin's Kerry Rodriguez. Ockerville Rivers frontman changes course. The scoop on this year's Austin Music Poll. And some name dropping for this year's awards ceremony. The Texas Top 5, the week's music news, and tons of surprises as the big broadcast gets underway. Stay with us. From the Austin studios of Public Radio's KUT and KUTX, I'm David Brown, and this is Texas Music Matters. We're going to kick off our Something New segment with a musical riddle. Name that artist. This artist was not born in Texas, but his formative years were spent here, in Dallas, to be precise. Hint number two. His biggest recording success was an album that went platinum 5 times over. That's pretty rarefied air. Final clue, he's been known to partner with his old buddy from high school, Steve Miller. Joker, smoker, that guy. All right, got any guesses? Turn it up. And no, Jay Trachtenberg, this is not Van Morrison. Set for release in March. Let us know who you think this is on Facebook. First correct answer, we'll send you one of our new caps.
Candles lit, eyes are slit, jumping out, paper clip. We can move, sail a ship, tap it in now. Ruby lips, she's mixed up, sugar up, girl. So strong, I don't know what to do. She's a mixed up, sugar girl.
Mixed up, sugar girl. fixed up, shook up girl.
That's going to be released in March by, no, I'm not telling you who that is. You're going to have to guess. Visit us at Facebook. Just search Texas Music Matters. We're not looking for his nickname. We want his full name. We'll post the answer next Monday. Now for a little Austin music history. The first Austin music poll, that would be back in 1982, created by a guy named Jeff Whittington, an editor at the Austin Chronicle. The next year, the poll led to the first Austin Music Awards show. By 1987, the AMAs had become a platform for the best of Austin music in a much bigger setting, the South by Southwest Music Conference. And for many years, it was the de facto kickoff party. Well, if you still have any questions about the role of the Austin Music Awards as an institution, we'll refer you to Bruce Springsteen taking the stage at last year's event. Margaret Moser is the longtime curator of the AMAs and the Austin Music Poll. There was a point, Margaret, in the history of the Austin Music Awards when it went from being something that the Chronicle did to the kind of thing that the Statesman couldn't ignore, you know, the crosstown rivals.
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen and why?
I think that really kind of happened in the early 90s, because by that point, I mean, things had shifted in the dynamic of the poll in general. At one time, the prevailing sound at the end of the 80s had been sort of that new sincerity sound, and mm-hmm. that was really what opened up the direction for the 90s. And, really kind of apropos of nothing, I was having this long discussion last night about how rank and file really changed the way Austin bands came around.
This was the band that Alejandro Escovedo was.
Yes, really, rank and file changed the whole mapping. They came here to be rank and file. You know, they came from elsewhere as other bands got together and said, this is what we want to do and where we want to be. And, you know, even though other bands had done that before, moved to Austin to be from Austin, this was the first one that did it, went and got themselves their label, mm-hmm. and were successful, successful in that,
sure,
that marginal kind of way, but the way that you couldn't ignore anymore. These were the factors that played into these early changes in the 90s with bands and their releases beginning to lead all of this stuff. The fact that South by Southwest happened at that period of time, too, and focused a lot of attention on it because, you know, South by Southwest is here for a reason. And the reason is because of the music, I believe, that the poll emphasizes.
Last year, Quiet Company seemed to run away with everything. These are early days. But are you sensing that we're going to see something similar this year, or is it all over the map?
It's all over the map this year. I mean, and in ways that is sort of making my head spin. And, you know, I mean, I'm delighted to see these things coming about. Some of them are going to be obvious. Their footprints and fingerprints are all over the music poll in years before. Some of them are coming in from left field. So it's, you know, it's very exciting like that, in the same way that it was very exciting last year to see Quiet Company, because Quiet Company came out of the gate like that. You know, I look at the poll and I look at the results as they come in, mm-hmm. so I know how these things build and who makes their, you know, last-minute appearance and things like that.
Right.
So being in the middle of the month right now, it's a real crapshoot out there.
The first time I saw Gary Clark Jr. was at the Austin Music Awards, and I think that says something for the lineup of this show and how it has sort of presaged other things that have gone on in Austin and what Austin music has come to be known for. So how is it shaping up this year? That's got to be a lot of pressure to put together a lineup.
It is, and you know, one of the things is that because, you know, for better or for worse, because I do oversee the poll and the show, I know that balance between who wins and who's going to play on there, because who plays on the Music Awards doesn't necessarily represent the poll.
Right.
And yet we pick specific people out of there. And there's been no question that in the last few years, I think Gary Clark and Sarah Jarosz have probably been, you know, the leading individuals who have come out of there.
What can you tell us about this year's lineup? Do you have anybody in mind? Have you already sent out invitations?
Yes, we have, as a matter of fact, and we already have a number of confirmed acts on the bill, and I guess the name that I'm going to drop right now is Ben Queller.
Gotta scream at the top of your lungs just to get out what you want them to hear. Don't
Austin, a relative newcomer here to Austin, and you know, and I think that his music, you know, is just going to drop in beautifully in this year's lineup.
How about the time and the place for the music awards? That's it's skipped around a little bit over the year.
It has. We were back to Wednesday night last year, and we look forward to being back to Wednesday night, March 13th this year, back at the Austin Music Hall, which, by the way, is a whole different game than last year.
So the end of the month, you've got until the end of the month to place your ballot. Are you literally saying the end of January? That's
yes.
It.
You're, yeah.
All right, so you need to get your ballots in. I believe they are in every issue of the Austin Chronicle, or if you can't pick one up, certainly go online, austinchronicle.com, and place your vote there. Margaret Moser, music historian, music journalist, and curator of the Austin Chronicle's Music Poll and the Austin Music Awards. Let's close out this way. How about you play DJ for us and let us know what kind of song you'd like to hear us go out on?
I'm going to pick something that's going to have a great deal of... I hope sentimental resonance for a lot of people, and maybe remind them of something, one of those kinder and gentler times back, sort of the post-New Sincerity days. And I'm going to ask for "I'm Sorry I Can't Rock You All Night Long" by the Wild Seeds. For Brent and for Richard.
The Wild Seeds on Texas Music Matters. Our thanks to Margaret Moser for the update on the Austin Music Poll. You can get your ballot in by the end of this month. Surely. Just go to austinchronicle.com. Tell them Texas Music Matters sent you. Coming up, the doctor is in, Gary Hartman of the Center for Texas Music History, with a story of a piano-playing cowboy who wasn't really a cowboy at all. The youngest hard rockinist band you may have ever heard. We're going to check on whether rockinist is a real word while we take care of business behind the scenes. You got it on Texas Music Matters. Stay with us. From Austin, I'm David Brown, and this is Texas Music Matters.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a piano-playing cowboy who is not really a cowboy at all. A.O. Babel died in Randolph, New York on January 19, 1896. The son of a music professor, Babel was born in 1858 in Seguin, Texas. He got his start playing piano in Houston area saloons. In 1885, Babel took his talents north, performing in Chicago as the cowboy pianist. Despite his classical training, Babel promoted himself as a genuine Texas cowboy who only played by ear. His clever marketing paid off in 1890. When a popular novel celebrating both his piano playing and his supposed heroic adventures in the Wild West made him a national sensation. Several people who had known A.O. Babel back in Texas disputed his claims of being a heroic Wild West figure. Nevertheless, by the time of his death in 1896, Babel's reputation as a piano-playing cowboy had spread throughout North America and Europe. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll visit a place that puts the official state seal on the sounds of Texas. I'm Gary Hartman for Texas Music Matters.
With the Week in Local Music News, I'm Peter Mongiello of the Austin American Statesman. This is the Austin Music Source. A former Austinite is moving up in the world of country music. Sunny Sweeney, who got her start at the Poodle Dog Lounge, has been nominated for Best New Female Vocalist by the Academy of Country Music. Sweeney, who released her album Concrete in 2011, is up against Texan Casey Musgraves. The awards air April 7th on CBS. By Songwriters for Songwriters is how Lee Duffy of the Austin Songwriters Group describes the annual Austin Songwriters Symposium, which happens next week at the South Park Omni Hotel. The event, which will feature keynote interviews with Ian McLagan and Eliza Gilkison, will focus on ways songwriters can make a living writing music as the music world changes. One thing they'll be talking about? Placing music in video games. Visit austinsongwritersgroup.com for more info. Will Sheff released a new song this week, but fans pining for new Acherville River material will have to wait. On his website, Sheff described the new project as an album by myself and for myself. To hear the new track, part of a project he calls Love Streams, visit lovestreamsdreams.tumblr.com. From the studios of Texas Music Matters, I'm Peter Mongiello of the Austin American Statesman.
A life lifted off a news page. Victoria, of you alone in your room, fighting off suicide furiously. The astronaut's bootleg in a bent back school, a bus to a third trap poverty. I came over and you offered me the guest room. A life on a single page view, courtesy of the assailant who loves you. Advice for the heart-sick clergyman, because the bridegroom just ain't in the mood. The snake in the grass and the ghost at the feast, and the jack of all asses and the last of the least. All flown first class to the team retreat. The inventor of anger, the perfecter of being distracted when someone is talking to you, but just slightly, super slightly. And she said, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you were. You can't look away from the shock corridor. I don't care who you are, I don't care what you were. Just try to look away from the shock corridor. Face and charge through a haze of course. Behind you, your own mother's living ghost tears her hair out. It's freedom, don't you want it? Punch the day in the face and charge through a haze of course. Behind you, your own mother's living ghost tears her hair out. It's freedom, don't you want it? A light haze of rain dark flecks the grey slate. The actor can't escape from his cold oval. Blazed out hours, rolling cold and sober. We talk specifically about a white hot penny plunging through the concrete, hissing into that buried river. A cut into the earth's red hot sobbing heart. And I'm sorry I was a I didn't know I was doing it. I'm not needed, and why would you really want to hear my voice even? Cause I'm the life of a star that deserved to blow. 6 million years ago. I'm the light from a star that deserved to implode and did 6 million years ago. I'm the faded orange crush can in the woods when the kid tossed. It's now going through his third divorce. I used to lie back in my teenage bed and feel love, so much heart-busting love. Just this surge of love for everything, everything, everything. I used to lie back in my teenage bed and feel love, so much heart-busting love. Just this surge of love for everything, everything, everything. Now I lie on my couch with my brain smashed out, and my tools and my toys all lying around, and I wish I could feel that way about really anything, 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 anything. Still she says, I don't care what you are, I care what you were. You can't get away from the shock corridor. You can't get away from the shock corridor. I don't care what you are, I care what you were. You can't get away from the shock corridor. You can't get away from the shock corridor.
Big departure there for Will Sheff, best known as the frontman for Acherville River, now solo and considerably more techno, don't you think? He's got more new songs set for release in the coming months. Remember that tune Wild Thing? I Think I Love Ya? Well, it's one of the most famous songs ever written by Chip Taylor For about a decade or so, Taylor's had a powerful musical partnership with one Kerry Rodriguez, a multi-instrumentalist best known for her fiddle playing and her singing. She's worked with the likes of Lucinda Williams, Ricky Lee Jones, and lots of others through the years. She's got a new solo album coming out that she says is more than a little inspired by Chip, most certainly, but also by some of the more lyrically dark pieces from Leonard Cohen. Check this one out from Kerry's forthcoming CD, Gimme All You Got. This is called Cut Me Now. And chances are good you're hearing it first on Texas Music Matters.
Cut me now, I think I'm ready. If you're gonna cut me now. Do it quick while I hold steady. If you're gonna cut me. Cut me now. No, I'm not an innocent. I am older than my years, and I have seen the scars love brings. I have seen. Jumped into this fire. I have done it on my own, and I will burn the way I burn in the great unknown. Cut me now, I think I'm gonna cut me. Cut me now. Do it quick while my hold steady. If you're gonna cut me. Cut me hey.
New from Kerry Rodriguez on Texas Music Matters. That's a track called Cut Me Now from her new album, Give Me All You Got, set for the record stores January 22nd. Kerry will be showcasing at South by Southwest in March. On the list of bands invited to showcase at South by, few will have shared a bill with Blondie and Devo. Even fewer will have a median age of 13, but more to the point, how many three-piece groups are likely to rock as hard as this?
I'm Max, I play bass and I'm 12 years old.
I'm Ben, I'm 14 and I play drums in We Are Residual Kid.
Yay!
Yay!
Alas, nearly everyone who first hears about Austin's Residual Kid does so because of the band's youth. At 14, guitarist Devin Ivy and drummer Ben Redman are the elder statesmen, with bassist Max Redman the youngest at age 12.
When people see us get up on stage, they're like, oh, look, a little novelty kid band. We should go outside and do whatever we do. And then they come inside, it's like, whoa, this is loud, this is cool. And then they like come up, talk to us later, and like, dude, I did not know you guys could be loud.
But I can't draw faces. Would you draw me a new one?
And yes, they are loud.
'Cause you can draw faces.
Their EP Faces, released just last year, includes pile-driving tracks of buzzed-out bass and guitar that could stand proudly alongside any of the best garage rock made anywhere right now. And did we mention they're loud?
We played a show. I think it was just a little kids' show for my first some party, I think a birthday, and we got a noise complaint, so the cops came and told us to turn down.
It felt good. Because, like, we play loud enough to where most people don't like it. But a lot of people do like it, and I like being loud, so it felt like I have accomplished what I set out to do.
Of course, there are hazards and obstacles being a member of Residual Kid, like when you're booked at a club where patrons have to present an ID. Their friends from school would like to be more supportive, they say, but often their friends can't get into the venues where Residual Kid is playing.
We'll be okay. We'll be all right. Don't make a scene. And stay outside.
Sometimes the band members themselves have trouble.
When I was playing with the Blind Pets in San Antonio a while ago, they would not let me in the club unless I was playing or loading in. And I had to basically hold my dad's hand while I do anything inside of the club. They said I could play, load out, and load in, and that's it. I cannot be in the club if I'm not doing anything.
He had to wait outside. And whenever, like, he had to go to the bathroom, my dad had to hold his hand to the
bathroom.
Supposedly. Yeah, so it was
bad.
We'll be okay. We'll be all right. Don't make a scene.
Don't make a scene.
Da, 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 da.
Bottom line here, irrespective of age, the three members of Residual Kid are making great music, winning respect among their older peers, and living the rock and roll dream without the hangovers. In addition to South by Southwest, Residual Kid will be playing the Austin Music Map Jam Saturday, February 23rd. They got a who's who of Austin artists, including Rosie Flores, Akina Adderley and the Vintage Playboys, Wood and Wire, Mother Falcon, and lots of others. We're going to be telling you more about Map Jam in the weeks before February 23rd. And you can keep an eye on the AustinMusicMap.com for updates.
I see him every day, friend.
Coming up, a conversation with one of the founders of alt country, the great Terry Allen, as Texas Music Matters continues. Stay with us. From Austin, I'm David Brown, and this is Texas Music Matters. And I know you, that's producer Haley Howell.
It's time for the Texas Top 5, the week's top-selling albums by Texas artists, according to our friends at Waterloo Records. At number 5, it's 20-year-old Adam Johnson and his debut album with his band The Paymeats.
I can't tell what it is there is about you, darling.
That's Austin's Adam Johnson at number 5. Heavy metal all-stars The Sword have been creating metal fans out of unsuspecting Austinites since 2003. This week, they're in the number 4 spot with their record Apocryphon. At number 4, that's The Sword. And they're back. ZZ Top's new album, produced by Rick Rubin, is a resurrection of the band's gritty, blues-infused rock. It's called La Futura.
A 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid.
The return of ZZ Top at number 3. At number 2, it's something old and new from Lubbock trio The Flatlanders. Although it's a new release, the Odessa tapes were recorded back in 1972. The historic tapes were found in a closet after 40 years.
Well, Dallas is a jewel, oh yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful light.
That's the Flatlanders, Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Butch Hancock celebrating their 40th anniversary at number 2. And in the number 1 spot this week, it's Austin blues prodigy Gary Clark Jr. He's been busy traveling the world to promote his new record, Black and Blue.
I don't believe in competition.
That's Gary Clark Jr. with the number 1 album in the Texas Top 5, the week's best-selling albums by Texas artists, according to the folks at Waterloo Records. For Texas Music Matters, I'm Haley Howell.
Think about this for a moment. Buddy Holly, Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Lloyd Maines, Ponty Bone. What is in the water in Lubbock? Well, according to Terry Allen, who spent his formative years in Lubbock, the secret ingredient is boredom. Though Alan is an accomplished visual artist, a writer, composer, one of his most lasting marks was something of an accident. His 1979 album, Lubbock on Everything, is considered by some to be a seminal record in what would come to be called alt-country. When Alan first decided to record that album, he planned on doing it in New York and San Francisco. Lubbock, he says, was the last thing on his mind.
I had kind of left Lubbock with a vengeance in early 60s. But gone back over the years because of family and whatever. But went back to record and recorded it. And it was another one of those circles, you know. I think when we sat down and listened to that record the first time after we'd cut it and really listened to it, I'd had this animosity against the place for years and realized none of those songs had any animosity toward it. None of them. And at the same time, I met Lloyd, I met Richard Bowden, I met all of these guys, Joe. I'd gone to high school in Lubbock, but Joe was like, I think, 4 years
back. A couple of years back, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew Jimmy and Butch, but not in terms of music.
They went to high school.
Yeah, we all went the same high school, Monterey High School in Lubbock. But anyway, it locked in a lot of great people that were going to be great friends and people I love to play music with.
In fact, Lloyd is on this new album.
Lloyd co-produced it with myself and my son, Bucca.
There's a song on this album that you co-wrote with one of the greats of Texas music, Guy Clark.
Right.
A lot of folks, I think, may not know that you and Guy really go back a ways. I mean, y'all...
Quite a while, yeah. I think we were both expelled from the Kerrville Folk Festival together many years ago.
There's got to be a story
there.
And
both of us quite proud of it.
You got expelled,
There's
huh?
a story, but I'm not telling it to you. So I've known Guy for a long time. Yeah, we cut this song and we wrote it in 99 because he and Susanna were out visiting for Christmas, spending the holidays with us. And the song's called Queenie's Song. It's a true story. While we were in my studio kind of messing around with songs, my son came in and said, I found this dead dog out here, Dad. And we'd been missing a dog for about 6 months. And I went out and looked, and sure enough, it was our dog, Queenie, and with a very distinct bullet hole in her. And so I came in, and Guy was sitting in the studio, you know. I usually tell her he was sitting in there kind of fooling with his hair, you know. And I came in and I said, some son of a bitch shot my dog. And he said, well, let's write a song about it, you know. So we wrote this song called Queenie's Song. Some SOB shot my dog. I found her under a tree. If I hadn't loved that dog so much, it wouldn't mean nothing to me. You son of a bitch, I tell you what, I will not be deterred. I'll find you out and track you down, on that you have my word. A queen is getting buried, it's time to dig a hole. And New Year's Day in Santa Fe broke me, it broke cold. I don't predict the world will end, and I don't presume it won't. And I don't pretend to give a damn if it do or if it don't. But you must have got a gun for Christmas, that don't make it right. Oh, what in the hell were you thinking with little Queenie in your sights? Queenie's getting buried, it's time to dig the hole. New Year's Day in Santa Fe broke me, it broke cold.
Mother Death and Father Time, they're almost loaded up, headed for the borderline in stolen pickup truck. For old acquaintance not forgotten, for old dogs left behind, I can't forgive and I won't forget a year of 99 singing Auld Lang Syne. Queenie's getting buried, it's time to dig the hole. New Year's Day in Santa Fe broke mean, it broke cold.
Terry Allen is our guest. The new CD is called Bottom of the World. Terry, you got a write-up in the New York Times. You were talking about it a little bit earlier. Your visual art has been getting a lot of attention. Why would you return to recording an album of songs? The medium. What is it about it that has drawn you back?
I think it always takes me time to get a group of songs that kind of I feel like are one thing. Mm-hmm. And that one thing ends up usually being an album. But this body of songs and kind of I was writing in a way that I haven't written before, for me anyway. I haven't approached songs like the way I've approached a number of these songs.
And what's changed?
I think just musically that there was a lot of things that were going on with me that I hadn't dealt with with before. And so when I got them all together, they seemed to work as one thing, which I've always thought a record should do. And I know it doesn't mean anything really now when tracks kind of don't mean anything as far as, but yeah. I think that, like, I always liked the idea of side one and side two, mm-hmm. and the way you kind of divided things that way. I think a lot of these songs are really visual, and they're like little movies, and I like that feel to it. You know?
Terry Allen, a Texas music legend. His new album, co-produced by Lloyd Maines, is titled Bottom of the World and is set for release on the 22nd.
Hi, I'm Paul Karuba with your Song of the Day, a free daily download at KUTX.org. Colorado folk pop trio The Lumineers are making their Saturday Night Live TV debut. But long before they were live at 30 Rock Studio 8H, they were live in our own Studio 1A, and we were there to catch it for you. The Lumineers with Stubborn Love, an exclusive. It's our song of the day.
She'll lie and steal you, beg you from a knee. Make you think she means it this time. She'll tear a hole in you, the one you can't repair. But I still love her, I don't really care. When we were young, oh, we did enough. When it got cold, I can't be told, I can't be done. It's better to feel the pain than nothing at all. The opposite of love's indifference. So pay attention now. Oh, I'm standing on your porch screaming out. And I won't leave until you come downstairs. So keep your head up, keep your love, keep your head up, my love, keep your head up, my love. Like you did all these years, I would do the same, you best believe. highway signs say we're close, but I don't read those things anymore. I never trusted my own eyes. When we were young, whoa, we did enough. When it got cold,
Stubborn Love, the Lumineers caught live in our Studio 1A. Get yourself a copy of that. Just check out our Song of the Day download at KUTX.org. It's free.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
Texas Music Matters is a production of Public Radio's KUT and KUTX in Austin. You can get our daily music news updates at KUTX.org or follow the blog at TexasMusicMatters.org. On behalf of the entire Texas Music Matters team, I'm David Brown, wishing you all the very best from Austin.